Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying The Road to the Cross, Bible Bits from Mark. In this session, we'll be looking at Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, the Jericho Road. The Jericho Road was a road of ministry, a road of compassion. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and the cross. It was an emotionally difficult time. The Lord came to die for the sins of others. He knew that moment was drawing near. He was about to fulfill God's eternal plan. And yet, on that road, Jesus still showed much concern for others. It's not easy to minister while focused on personal problems and personal concerns. Mark's gospel records Jesus healing two blind men, one at Bethsaida in chapter 8, and one in our text here at Jericho. Between them, there are six mentions of the phrase, in the way. They were in the way. And three times, Jesus explained his coming, his suffering, and his death. Jesus kept talking about rejection, suffering, and death. His disciples didn't want to hear any of that. They wanted the positive ministry to continue. They wanted to hold on to what they enjoyed. They wanted no part of what Jesus said laid ahead. What about their hopes and dreams? What about the great messianic kingdom? The disciples were spiritually blind to God's plan. The Jericho Road reveals a journey of great sacrifice and compassion to someone in need. Jesus was not so preoccupied with his own death that he could not see the needs around him. And how could he miss blind Bartimaeus, creating a scene, crying out, even after being told to be quiet? Jesus Christ was the Savior Bartimaeus was waiting for. This scene reveals compassionate ministry in five ways. First, compassionate ministry is a road of need. Verse 46 of Mark chapter 10. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. He was blind. He was begging. Jesus saw his need. We cannot minister unless we recognize the need. There are people hurting without a Savior and needing help. We need spiritual sight and we need listening ears. Second, compassionate ministry is a road of mercy. Verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you remember the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector? The Pharisee thanked God that he wasn't like the tax collector, a sinner. But the tax collector cried for mercy from God, from the Lord, in Luke chapter 18. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Bartimaeus was not shy. He was desperate. He heard about Jesus and he knew he could help him. People are crying out in need all around us. They don't stop us in front of the church. They don't grab us by our coat or jump in front of our car. But they're crying, often silently. Do we hear their cries? Or are we too callous? Too busy with our own lives, too preoccupied? Do we ask God to send someone else? We need to get beyond ourselves and minister. And then third, compassionate ministry is a road of attention. Verses 48 and 49. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." Jesus stood still. He didn't walk by, but noticed Bartimaeus. He saw his need, and he took time to be with him. What did the disciples do? Well, they told him to be quiet. They told him Jesus didn't have time for him. Listen, we're to stop and notice people. Programs are important. Deadlines should be met. And schedules are to be kept. But Jesus came and died for people so that they might know salvation through his shed blood. We need to take time to minister. And then fourth, compassionate ministry is a road of response. Look at verses 50 and 51. And throwing aside his garment, he rose up and came to Jesus. And so Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." He rose and came. He rose and came. Jesus told them to call Bartimaeus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus is asking you that right now. He loves you and he wants to meet your need. His healing hands, his ministry, his salvation. Did Bartimaeus respond to Jesus' question? Yes, he did. He said, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." He got right to the point of his need. Listen, people respond to us if we show them we care. They will take us at our word. So we need to be serious when we say we care about people. And then fifth, compassionate ministry is a road of faith. Verse 52. Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Your faith has made you well. Two things are important here to pay attention to. People must accept ministry. We cannot minister unless they're willing to receive. We need to reach out, praying that all barriers are breaking down. And then second, we must believe in what we're doing. We're not playing games. We have to be serious about our relationship with the Lord. How serious are you? Really? We're to be his agents of reconciliation. We're to trust that Jesus is with us. We're to believe that he can make the difference. There is no place for half-heartedness in ministry. Bartimaeus was healed. He could see creation, people, everything, and he was grateful. What was his response? He became a disciple. Ministry changed his life. Let me ask you, will you follow Jesus on the Jericho Road? Will you reach out to those who are hurting? Will you recognize the need and show compassion? If you do, many will respond and place their faith in Jesus Christ. We all have our roads of daily duties, but we must never ignore people along the way. You have a great day.